thank you for listening. So I have my guest here, Coveney. Hi, Coveney.
Hi, Nicole.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm doing great. And you?
I'm okay. So right now, it's a little bit late in the evening. Hopefully, we'll be able to have a good conversation and, you know, just talk a little bit about cryptocurrency and what you do, of course. First question that I'm going to ask you is, who is Coveney?
Okay. Thank you for having me. My name is Idiomi Udo, but for my friends who could not pronounce my name, you can call me by my business name, Coveney. Okay, so I'm a young entrepreneur. I'm still, I'm under 30. I'm into tech, consultancy, and I mean entrepreneurial studies, and also capacity building for young entrepreneurs within the age bracket of 18 and above. So I'm passionate about technology. I'm passionate about a lot of new things. I love innovation. I love to learn. I love research. I'm always spending time learning new things, getting updates, and I'm trying to keep up with the pace of developing technology. So I'm a young African from Nigeria and a hustler, because all Nigerians are hustlers. Young, we're trying to keep up with the demands of life. So that's just a little bit about.
Okay, great. I have a question. When did you develop, you know, a love for technology? Or how did that begin for you?
Okay, that started quite early. Growing up as a kid in my neighborhood, I was this kind of person that I used to operate things without having to read the manual. When my dad would buy a new TV set, radio, so I would always be the person operating these things without the manual and literally teaching my parents how to use them. Right when I was 16, that was when Facebook and Togo was very popular, the social media, social network. It was very popular. So I sat down and I told myself, why can't we have an app that combines the features of Togo and Facebook in one? And I came up with an idea called Bluebee by that time at 16. I had everything on paper.
All that happened when you were in 16?
I had all that on paper, but what I did not have was the right knowledge, was the right skills, and the right tools to bring what I wrote on paper to become reality. I called a few of my friends, two of them actually, and I discussed with them. But you know, by that time we weren't really exposed to technology. So I think by that time it was about 2012 or so. We didn't really have smartphones coming into Nigeria. It was really expensive for those that had it. So I was limited by the knowledge I had. So I grew my interest for technology. Then I sort of ways to create things. I think that's how it started for me.
Okay. You talked a little bit about what you do, but I think I would like to get into specifics. So what exactly do you do?
Okay, so right now I am a consultant, a tech consultant for several clients. But aside from that, I do in-house development. I try to develop products that I can share with the market. So 2020 and 2021 has been literally a year of development for me. So lots of products I've been working on, which I'm ready to ship out some of them by next year. Aside from technology, I run an NGO I call Swift Entrepreneurs. I try to bring tech skills to people, financial literacy skills to young persons. I've organized webinars with the likes of Patricia, the just sponsors of Big Brothers Niger, one of the big sponsors. I've organized a webinar with Paystack, one of the biggest payment processing company in Nigeria. So I'm also into cryptocurrency. We're working on a product as well. But literally what we do is research and development. We try to help people understand the market. We try to help people understand what they are going into so that they will not fall victim to fraudsters, especially when it comes to investment and cryptocurrency. So that's what I do literally.
Okay, so let's talk about Coveney. When or how did you decide to establish Coveney?
Okay, that was in 2013. Though it didn't start up with the name Coveney, my company have actually evolved. I got inspiration from my dad's company. I actually saw a letterhead paper that he printed some years back, like about 20 years back, but he didn't actually use it. So I thought to myself, maybe I can just pick up the name and run. So I started with Enards, and then I wasn't really settled till, you know, at some point I wanted to settle with a name that reflects my personality, and I can actually flow. So I went into design research. I went to a brainstorming session, and I came up with the name Covani, which actually my name Idiomimi means covenant. So to some extent, Covani comes from covenant. And I actually got that Covani Technologies. Luckily for me, I went up to search for the name and it was available, and I quickly registered it, and I started off officially 2015 as a company. So I've been in this space in 2013, but officially I've started 2015 to offer public services to clients.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. So let's talk a little bit about cryptocurrency. So firstly, what is blockchain? And yeah, let's start from blockchain first. What is blockchain?
Okay, so a blockchain is essentially a digital ledger transaction that is replicated and distributed across the entire network of computer systems on the blockchain. So people are familiar with the internet. Now, we all know that the internet is just a connection of computers, servers, and other things that enable us to share information on the net. And we, for some of us who have experienced office environment, so we've actually used the filing system, the cabinet, to store our information. So we can actually understand the way blockchain works as a filing cabinet with different files with unique names. So okay. The filing cabinet is actually the blockchain, so okay. Which is actually digital. So whatever that debated on the blockchain is unique. It can be traced to one person, and it is difficult to actually duplicate it. For instance, locally we can duplicate a file, get a new copy, and then rewrite the name or something. But on the blockchain, every transaction is unique. It is very, very unique, which enables a transaction to be conducted in a way that the public ledgers across the network allows us to securely buy, store, trade currencies as assets which are created on the technology. So that's what blockchain is.
Let's try and break it down just a little bit simpler. So you are saying that blockchain is like a file cabinet, right? With different transactions, right? And each and every transaction is a separate file within the file cabinet, right? Okay. So for example, if I make a transaction to somebody, it is put in the file and put into the file cabinet, right? And that becomes part of the blockchain, right?
Yeah. And it's unique, meaning nobody can have the same file again.
Okay, okay. Okay, so that's simple enough. What is Bitcoin?
Okay, so I know there's a lot of friends about Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to do Bitcoin. Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't really understand what Bitcoin is. But yeah. I can simplify by saying that Bitcoin is a decentralized digital currency that you can buy, sell, and exchange directly without an intermediary like a bank. Okay, just like I explained, which is actually an autonomous system. So whatever is stored there does not belong to a bank or a particular organization that owns everything. So it's actually decentralized. So literally you can trace it to anybody who owns the blockchain. So Bitcoin is a currency. We all have used different kinds of currency, dollars and everything. But we know that fiat currency belongs to a particular country and the central bank. For instance, the US dollar belongs to the American Reserve Bank.
Yeah.
So wherever that particular currency is being found, we all know that it belongs to the Bank of America, American Reserve Bank. But cryptocurrency, such that you can actually pay for something. It's a digital asset, digital currency, in a way that you can pay for something, you can buy, you can sell, you can exchange. It has tangible value, but no dairy like a bank. So for instance, in my country, the Central Bank of Nigeria cannot come out to say they own Bitcoin, because it doesn't belong to it. It's completely virtual. So that's why it is very, very easy to transact with it. And the processing time using the blockchain, like we had explained, makes it to be fast enough for people to receive payments.
Okay. Can Bitcoin be faked? You know, like how people can fake US dollars, right? They can make fake $100 bills. Can Bitcoin be faked?
It is very, very difficult to fake Bitcoin to someone, except the person is not aware of the technology behind Bitcoin. If someone is selling Bitcoin to you, it's Bitcoin. But with local fiat currencies, someone can sell dollar to you, which is not the real dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what makes Bitcoin unique. That's what makes it a cryptocurrency, which is very unique in a way that it's virtual, it's online. For instance, we can't fake the internet. Right now, we are connected. We can talk over a particular network. I can't fake it. It means if the network is not there, if my internet service provider is not working, it is not working.
Right.
Most time people fall into that trick that Bitcoin can be fake, but mostly it's actually a trap. But once you get Bitcoin to Bitcoin, you can't get a fake Bitcoin, so to say.
Okay. And lastly, what is cryptocurrency and why are there so many, you know, different cryptocurrencies? I believe Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency, right? And there are many other cryptocurrencies. Why are there so many and what is a cryptocurrency?